节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Jessie, 作为一个热爱电影的人啊，你知道阮玲玉吗？
Yeah, she was one of the biggest names during the silent film age.
Right, the biggest name. 这里不是说阮玲玉的名字很大，而是说啊，她的名声大，名气大。She's very famous at that time.
Right, 说一个人名气大，除了说 she's the biggest name, we can also say it's a household name. 这个名字家喻户晓。
对，那这个真的不是夸张。在民国时期，阮玲玉是名副其实的默片皇后，而且她不仅有才华，还有美貌。
And there remains intense interest in the mystery surrounding her death.
I don't know this mystery. 她的死亡很神秘吗？ What do you mean?
Do you know that she took her own life at the age of 25?
No, I didn't know that. She took her own life. 这里字面意思是她拿了自己的生命。其实是说自杀了 She committed suicide
特别遗憾啊阮玲玉25岁的时候呢选择了服毒自杀她的去世啊登上了纽约时报头版头条她的葬礼呢30万人自发吊唁
But why did she do this? She was such a big star at that time
I'll tell you later in today's podcast
还给我留个悬念OK 那今天我们就来聊聊这位中国影后阮玲玉短暂但是非常传奇的一生那很多人知道阮玲玉啊可能都是因为张曼玉演的电影电影名就是阮玲玉讲了她这一生的故事
Yeah, the movie reintroduced the charismatic on-screen presence and tragic off-screen life of the 1930s to a new generation
据说全香港的女星都想演阮玲玉而且导演当时找的第一个人并不是张曼玉而是梅艳芳因为她的人生经历和阮玲玉特别相似
都是在屏幕里面特别有魅力但是实际的生活呢都会带有一些悲剧色彩啊 Like I said before, the charismatic on-screen presence and tragic off-screen life
对这个总结很到位啊 Screen 就是屏幕荧幕上的所以像电影里啊然后荧幕上呢就可以说 on-screen on-screen presence 台下的荧幕下的生活呢用 off-screen off-screen life
Yeah, and their on-screen presence is charismatic. 那 charismatic 就是说特别有魅力的。这个名词呢是 charisma, 所以可以说 the character is charismatic, or she has great personal charisma.
Like Sissy, you're charismatic.
You also have great charisma.
Thank you. OK, 那我说在屏幕上呢除了美有魅力那么阮玲玉还有什么电影成就吗
Yeah, throughout her 9-year career, she made 29 films.
Wow, 29 films in 9 years. 9年里拍了29部电影特别高产。这个高产平常也经常说就是 prolific. She's a prolific actress. She had a prolific period in her career.
Yeah, and some of the movies are regarded as among the finest films of early Chinese cinema.
不仅高产而且质量高。她很多电影呢都被认为是中国早期最好的电影之一。So, Sissy, have you seen her movies?
No, because those are silent films. I'm not interested in that kind. But I have watched some of her clips. She was great.
早期电影都是无声的。刚刚说她是默片皇后嘛，就是 silent film. 但其实呢，更考验演技。然后算一下这个时间，其实她16岁就开始拍电影了，对吧？
Right. She made her first film when she was only 16, and she managed to captivate the hearts of many with her charisma. 年纪轻轻啊，但是演技了得，而且她还不断挑战，会演很多不同的角色。
Yeah, she took on challenges to play a very range of roles.
And that made her one of the most bankable actresses at the time.
Bankable actress.Bank, 就是银行的那个 bank, 对吧？
对，那银行就是最有钱的地方嘛，所以这个 bankable 意思就是能赚钱的，能盈利的。Being able to make money.
Wow, 所以是说阮玲玉呢，是当时身价最高，最能赚钱的女明星之一。
Exactly.
那既然如此啊，为什么她这么年轻，而且事业发展这么成功的时候要自杀呢？这太悲剧了。
This had a lot to do with her personal life. 这个悲剧呢就和她的个人生活有关了。The actress experienced the tragedies from a young age. She was born into a working class family and lost her father when she was only 6.
家境贫寒，然后在六岁的时候父亲就去世了。而且她出生的那个年代是很动荡的。
Right, it was a turbulent time in China. Now, turbulent 意思就是动荡的，混乱的。那个时候呢，她妈妈就在大户人家给人家当女佣。但是和电影情节一样啊，那个大户人家的四少爷张达明喜欢上了阮玲玉，两个人就在一起了。
That sounded like a romantic love story.
It was, but that Zhang turned out to be an avid gambler and was not dependable at all.
Oh, 所以这个张达明是个纨绔子弟、mm. 而且爱赌博、mm. Avid gambler Avid, A-V-I-D 意思是特别热衷于一件事的比如说特别爱读书的人就是 avid reader 赌博嘛就是 gamble 所以赌棍赌徒就是 avid gambler
So, 阮玲玉 left him for another man 唐继山 who was a business tycoon 这个 tycoon 就是大亨巨富的意思
就是另一个商人很有钱的商人、
mm.
But this relationship was also toxic It means not successful, right?
Not at all He was actually a notorious womanizer Someone who had sexual relationships with many women
Womanizer、mm. 就是说这个唐继山也是个渣男不专一玩弄女性
Right What's worse Zhang filed a lawsuit Claiming Ran as his wife And accusing her of stealing张达明呢当时就想借着阮玲玉前夫的身份耍无赖啊勒索他要他给钱而且还上法庭告他把事情闹得很大。
So I guess her private life proved to be even more of attraction to the public than her films.
Exactly. The court cases made news headlines with many columns given over to sensationalized accounts. 他们三个人之间的纠纷占据了新闻头条而且很多专栏都在大肆的渲染很夸张的描述。
可以想象啊。这个 headline 就是标题的意思 make headline 就是占据头条而且专栏还有非常夸张的描述那这个夸张的描述你用的是 sensationalized account
对 sensational 其实我们经常用啊意思就是轰动的一下子爆红的
对
嗯，其实还有个意思就是说哗众取宠的那有的时候报纸写新闻怎么夸张怎么写啊就是 sensationalized accounts
got itSo, in real life, 阮玲玉 was torn between these two men and also the negative comments of the media and public. 所以是因为这些因素总合在一起让阮玲玉不堪其扰是吧
Yes, she committed suicide with an overdose of sleeping pills with a note saying gossip is a fearful thing.
这件是她留下的最后一句话 Gossip is a fearful thing, 人言可畏。很遗憾啊我们的荧幕影后呢最后做出这样的选择。
But she accomplished a great deal in her short life as the brightest star of early Chinese cinema. 她的生命易碎但是传奇永恒。
那听完阮玲玉的故事大家有什么看法呢欢迎大家在评论区给我们留言呀。
最后再提醒大家一下节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记